we actually like the F word, fat, because it doesn't have anything negative in it. Words like overweight and obese both make judgment.
Really?
Don't you think?
I would have thought it was just the opposite. You know, it goes back to the old, you know, question and answer between a husband and wife. Does this make me look fat? I mean, there's no right answer to that. So I always assumed that was a word you weren't supposed to use.
Well, in the way of thinking where the fat people aren't supposed to exist, sure, that's common. But if you say overweight, does that sound like a judgment? Yeah, it sounds like there's a right weight and, you know, overweight people aren't supposed to be here. And obese, the word obese is clearly sounds like it comes from medicine. It sounds like it's a diagnosis. Right.
In the meantime, comes this study from the last couple of days that says, you know, maybe this isn't as bad as we've been told in previous studies.
Exactly. And those kinds of numbers haven't been coming out in part because there's a $60 billion weight loss industry that doesn't want us to think that people could be healthy at different sizes.
You can fight many things, but fighting the almighty dollar is probably the hardest battle you're going to wage.
Well, I think the first thing is that people want to be happy and healthy. And I think anything that gets in people's way of leading a happy and healthy life, people are going to fight back. And I actually think that the thing we need to fight is this idea that we all have to be the same body type and the same size and we all have to look like a Victoria's Secret model or like Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. That's never going to happen. And that expectation gets in the way of us going ahead and leading happy, healthy lives. So as a fat activist, I really love the approach that our colleagues use in a professional approach called health at every size. So I have these colleagues who are actually healthcare professionals who disagree with that whole weight as the judgment of everything about a person's health idea. And they say, first, love your body. And second, because you love your body, you're going to treat yourself well and eat when you're hungry and exercise because it feels good and do those things because you're worth it. And then we can all go ahead and live our lives. And they're actually finding that approach, an approach where you like yourself first, is way more effective for people than the approach where you say, I have a bad body that I need to fix. People are actually able to maintain better eating and better exercise from a health at every size perspective than they are from the weight loss perspective. And there's some research that's been conducted, beginning research, but we'd like to find out more about that because people actually will be happier and healthier if we just stop judging ourselves based on the bathroom scale.
Speaking of which, you have your own line of bathroom scales, which are a little different than the standard line. Tell me how they work.
That is so nice of you to ask. I make a thing called a yay scale, and when you step on it, you get a compliment instead of a number, and you find out what you yay instead of what you weigh. And
a compliment like what? What might your scale say to you?
Like you might step on the scale, and it might say you're hot, or you're gorgeous, or you're perfect, or you're sexy. And I actually think that by some mysterious process, that's more meaningful and accurate. I think when we step on the bathroom scale and we see a number, we're trained to use that to judge all sorts of other qualities than just what we happen to physically weigh. We're trained to think that measures health, personal worth, social status, all these things.
Marilyn Wan is a fat activist and the author of a book called Fatso. That's F-A-T exclamation point S-O question mark. Thanks, Marilyn, for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thanks.